You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Zavala County residents are helping their neighbors clean up and recover days after flooding damaged homes across South Texas. Celia Randa reports.
Families and volunteers drag damaged appliances out of flooded homes. Their shoes sink into mud as they walk through the properties. 65-year-old Rosa Romero de Alviso's elevated mobile home was damaged after flood water rose about 3 feet on her property. She said the only help she has received so far has come from volunteers and community members dropping off food and cleaning supplies.
Pues ahorita nada, nomás personas que nos traen comida. Otras personas me han dado jabón.
She said she has received nothing so far beyond a few people bringing food, soap, and shampoo. A man brought her cleaning supplies, and she submitted an application with the city Monday to see what assistance it could provide. Batesville teacher Mayra Gonzalez and several other educators are running a small recovery center with a drive-through system where families can pick up supplies, clothes, and food.
They brought enough to take care of 200 families, and that was a blessing that we just did not expect today. So I had to take some time out and like kind of remove myself from everybody and just kind of let it out, because it was a true blessing to see so much sympathy from people around us.
Some volunteers have yet to assess the damage to their own homes as they focus on helping families with the greatest needs. I'm Celia Aranda in Batesville.
Trustees at San Antonio ISD on Monday officially appointed Adrian Bustillos as its superintendent after he was named the lone finalist for the position last month. Bustillos previously served as the chief transformation officer for a Houston area school district and began his career in El Paso ISD. Some trustees voiced concerns for Bustillos' appointment after he was sanctioned by the Texas Education Agency for his role in an alleged cheating scheme. Bustillos spoke Monday following his appointment.
We are at a critical time here in this district today. And over the past 20 years of my career, I have gone through ups and we've gone through downs. But with that, we've always moved forward and we've improved. We've increased student outcomes and we've been innovative and transformative through this process.
The board also voted to request a TEA waiver for Bustillos since he does not yet have a state superintendent certification. San Antonio is facing a $158 million budget gap, and some city leaders say it may mean cutting back on taxpayer support for nonprofits. Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones singled out groups like the San Antonio Botanical Garden and Fiesta organizers, which together receive almost $2 million a year in city subsidies. Jones tells TPR it may be time for those groups to re-examine their own finances.
I think it's really important that these nonprofits look at how they are right costing their operations so that the city of San Antonio and taxpayers are not subsidizing them when we have other things that we need to pay for in our community.
Jones also says other options on the table include freezing 209 vacant city jobs, delaying new police hires, and possibly raising property taxes for the first time in 3 decades.
That speaks to, again, how dire the circumstances are. The significant cuts that we would have to make in order to just maintain the level of services that we're looking at currently.
A final budget is due by the end of September. You can hear more from Jones about the budget at TPR.org. Just search for the source. Youth orchestras of San Antonio are building a home for both practice and performances. TPR's Jack Morgan explains.
Youth Orchestras of San Antonio is made up of about 600 young musicians in 11 different levels of playing. Troy Peters is their music director, who explains why their musicians need a permanent home.
They rehearse every weekend in multiple locations. And our office is in a completely different location.
Yosa's new home will be on Oblate Drive in the former Shearer Hills Baptist Church.
Construction began in May, and so we are now actively renovating this space to create a spot where we can teach and learn and rehearse and make music.
Peters said the permanent home will remove some of the obstacles that young musicians face. He says their target date for moving in is in August or September of next year. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.